the NLP spinning technique. Now, this is a technique created by Dr. Richard Bandler, co-creator of neurolinguistic programming. And this technique can be used to remove unpleasant feelings. The way that I've come to understand NLP is that it is an attitude that famously leaves behind it a trail of techniques. A practitioner of NLP, on a practitioner course, people are taught how to use certain techniques and some groundings and basic understanding in the skill sets. A master practitioner is where somebody masters the practitioner skill sets so that they can then themselves create the techniques. This technique, the spinning technique, is a kinesthetic submodality intervention, if you like. Now, that's a big lot of clumsy, complicated words that are going to put a lot of people off. It's a very, very simple, very, very quick technique that is very effective. Simply put, you have feelings in your body. Now, some of these feelings are feelings that we'll call excited or happy or positive feelings. They're motivational, they're confidence, they're good feelings that you enjoy and that you have and that probably you want to have more of. And then there are some other feelings that hold you back, that are blocks in your road to success. There are the negative emotions like jealousy, greed and hatred, worry, scared, fear, apathy, laziness. All of these things that stop you from achieving more of what you do want are on the other side. Now, what if you could amplify the good feelings, amplify the motivation and the excitement and the wonder and have more of that and plan to have more of that. And with the negative feelings, if you could switch them off so that you had less negative feelings and less uncomfortable feelings. Now, any sensational feeling that you have, be it positive or negative, is a feeling. It's just that. It's a feeling in your body. Now, I'm not going to go into whether it's actually in the mind and it's just a sensation that it appears in a part of your body. To you, it feels as though it is in your body. And it feels like it's in a certain place. When I used to do lots of remedial change work with people, especially smoking cessation, one of the things I would do when somebody came to see me, I would ask them about their cravings. They get a craving for a cigarette. They feel like they gotta have a cigarette. Now, that feeling starts in a certain and very specific place in their body. Nobody ever said to me, yeah, I get this sort of itchy feeling in my toe and I've got to stick a cigarette in my mouth and light it. Nobody ever came to me and said that their little finger tingled and that's how they knew it was time to have a cigarette. No, the feeling that people got when it was time to have a cigarette was either a feeling in their mouth, throat, or chest. It wasn't in their arms, it wasn't in their leg, it generally wasn't above the nose, it wasn't anywhere near the ears or the shoulders. Generally speaking, it was a very specialized and specific type of craving. There were a few different areas that used to come up very regularly. Now, this is a specific location in the body. Now, if you have a feeling of motivation or a feeling of excitement or confidence, again, it's going to be another feeling somewhere in your body. Now, there are feelings that tingle from head to toe, and those are wonderful feelings. And the feelings that do just make you tingle from the top of your head to the bottom of your toes in excitement. The ones that just make it so that you feel excited and wonderful. And then you start seeing the things that you want to be excited towards, and you attach those feelings to. What we're going to do is we're going to look at specific feelings, where they start in the body, where they move to, because a feeling has to start somewhere and move to another place. If you apply pressure to any area of your body, like your arm or your leg, after a while you won't notice it anymore. Just like you don't notice the pressure of your feet on the ground, unless of course they're particularly tired and aching. You don't notice that your arm is resting wherever it's resting until I draw your attention to the fact that you can notice the sensations, the kinesthetic feedback from your feet or from your hands or from your arm. And when you think about it and feel it very carefully, you'll see that there is movement to that feeling. a very loud bang or shock will send a shockwave through a person and make somebody jump. A shockwave starts in the body and goes straight through the body very quickly, and then it's gone. An anxious feeling keeps cycling. A motivated, determined feeling keeps cycling. If it was a feeling that just was here and gone in a split second, then if that was it, if that's what cravings were, you had this instant craving and it lasted for half a second and then it was gone. Well, I think most people could deal with those kind of cravings. Half a second after it starts, it's finished. Well, okay, I no longer have that craving anymore. It's just gone. Well, I think people could deal with that. Cravings, like motivation, or like... Now, a craving isn't a good or a bad feeling. Because if it's a craving to succeed more, then it's great. If it's a craving to put chocolate in your mouth and eat it and overindulge in it to the point of making you unhappy and unhealthy, then it is a bad thing. The craving is simply the mechanism. So, feelings start and are located somewhere in the body. What we're going to do right now is to explore the way that this works and how we can alter it. So you feel feelings in your body, and you have those feelings in a very specific, particular place in your body. And feelings have movement to them. We are going to explore the feelings and the movement to them and find out what happens when we change those, increase the movement, decrease the movement, and alter it in other ways. So I want you to think of something that holds you back, an anxiety, a negative feeling, a fear, a worry, something that is unpleasant, something that stops you from moving forward. I want you to think of something like that right now. Close your eyes, if it makes it easier, and be in that situation. Remember that fear, that worry, that anxiety, that negative thing. Be aware of it. And notice where that feeling starts in your body. Does it start at the bottom of your stomach and move upwards? Does it start in your shoulders and move downwards? Be aware of where that feeling starts in your body. Really notice that kind of uncomfortable sensation there. And the more that you notice that unpleasant feeling right now, the more that you can pay attention to where it is and become conscious of the feeling that normally you like to run away from. And when you're conscious of the feeling that normally you like to avoid by not doing the activities that you know you should, or the feeling that stops you from doing things that you would like to do because you're scared, anxious, worried, or any other negative emotion. And when you feel this feeling, I want you to imagine what color that feeling is. Imagine what color that feeling would be, and if it doesn't have a color, imagine what color would feel right. And so I want you to visualize this feeling spinning, the color of it, and see the motion of it spinning, and notice where it starts and where it moves to. And I want you to imagine you can pull that feeling outside of you and see it spinning, and reverse that spinning direction, reverse the direction of it, and flip the color to the opposite color. So it starts spinning in the opposite direction, and spin it faster in the opposite direction, and make it a totally opposite bright color, and pull that feeling right back inside you, and spin it faster and faster inside you. That's it, spin it faster and faster, the opposite color. There we go. And as you spin that in the opposite direction, faster and faster with the opposite color, you literally spinning it faster and faster, have the opposite feeling. That's it, spinning in the opposite direction inside your body now as you spin that faster and faster in the opposite direction. How different does it feel when you think about that thing, that old negative feeling, spinning it faster and faster in the opposite direction? How different now does that feel to the way it used to feel? Okay, and you can stop for a moment. And if you were standing up, sit down. If you're sitting down, stand up. Move about a little bit. Just shake off that feeling. Think of the first car you ever drove or your favorite food. Just clear your mind with a different image. Shake the feelings in your body. And now, I want you to try and feel that unpleasant feeling again. I want you to try as hard as you can in vain to imagine that unpleasant feeling instead of it just feels different now. And you can spin this feeling over and over again. And if suddenly in a day or 2 days or an hour or a week or a month you get that unpleasant feeling again, how quickly was it to spin it in the opposite direction? Notice where it is. Spin it, give it a different colour, spin it faster and faster. And the dramatic effect, the result, the change that happens. It just takes a minute to spin it in the opposite direction and the feeling disappears, the feeling goes away. Now, you can do this whenever you want with any feeling that is holding you back. Okay, so I want you to think of something that gets you excited. Think of something that you really enjoy. Something that is so exciting, pleasurable, motivating, something that is wonderful. That's it. If it's easy to close your eyes, just close your eyes and think of something really pleasurable. And notice where that really pleasurable feeling is in your body. That's it. Notice where the feelings start and where they spin to. And imagine what color they would be. And spin those feelings and amplify them. Spin them faster and faster. That's it. Make them bigger and bigger. Spin that feeling bigger and faster so that it makes you feel wonderful. And the more that you spin it faster and faster, the bigger that feeling gets. That's all right. And spin it so that it starts to encompass more of your body or all of your body. Feels really good now. Spin that feeling faster and faster. Make the color brighter, bigger, bolder, vivid. Spin it faster. Let it tingle all over your body. That's it. Now, think about something that you really want to have more motivation, pleasure, or excitement to do. That's it. Picture it in your mind. Spin that feeling faster and faster. Something that you want to do. Something that is good for you. That will make a fantastic difference to you. That's it. See it. Spin it faster and faster as you think about this thing. Spin that feeling faster and faster and tingle it all over your body so that you can see yourself doing the thing that you want to do. That's it. Spin the feeling faster and faster and really picture yourself doing this thing. That's it. Spin it faster and faster and think of another thing, a similar thing that you want to do. That's it. Picture yourself doing this activity with a big smile on your face and people around you enjoying it, maybe if there are people around you. And spin that feeling faster and faster. That's it. Make it big and encompassing every area of your body. It's the feeling in your body and you're making it and you can make it bigger and stronger and faster and spin it faster and faster. That's it. There we go. And picture this thing that you want to do and spin that feeling faster and faster and get that feeling of motivation and excitement and pleasure and wonder and just spin it faster and faster so that you feel good. And pick a third thing. That's it. Just one other thing, something else that you want to do, and your brain will start to generalize. Your unconscious now will start to notice. And as you sleep and dream tonight, it can continue to notice that these are the kind of things that you want to be really motivated towards and have it so that you practice it as you sleep and dream tonight. You get good and excited, pleasurable, happy, excited, motivated feelings about doing the things that you want to do. Now picture this third thing and spin the feelings faster and faster. When you think about these activities, you can have a good feeling. And in the future, and as you sleep and dream tonight, you can dream about these things and have good feelings. And you can see yourself in the future doing these things and feeling good about it. And as you picture yourself doing this thing and having a great feeling, you can imagine seeing that great feeling spin around inside you as you are doing this thing and feeling really good about doing it. That's it. Spin the feelings faster and faster. There we go. So that you can picture yourself clearly having a good time doing these things. That's it. And the more that you practice practicing anything, the more that you get good at it. And so I suggest that you take a few moments, just a few moments, like we did here, each and every day to think about something you want to be really exciting and motivated towards doing and spin these wonderful feelings towards it. Because you have time in your day and you have plenty of time in your day to do certain things like eat and drink and clean your teeth and sleep. All sorts of different routine activities like checking emails. And what if you took just a couple of minutes at the beginning of each day to do something that you knew that would make a positive and dramatic difference to your life? And I'm not saying you have to do this for the rest of your life forever. I'm just saying for the next few days or weeks or months, if you just do one technique and then maybe just do a different technique and get into the habit of doing something really positive that makes you feel good and that makes a difference to your life. And if it takes just a few minutes and it makes you feel good and it makes you motivated towards doing things, then that is a good thing. Well, this just about concludes the end of this spinning section. If you've got any questions or comments, post them in the members forum or in the comments below, and I look forward to hearing from you.